Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values.
America is a less free place if late-night comedians cannot do and say what they want.
We should not be going after people for this. Look, did he get some things wrong? Yeah. I mean, but he is not a commentator, a news anchor. This is somebody who's a comedian.
Oh, that was J.B. Pritzker, and it makes me want to throw up in my mouth just a little bit that I might agree with him a little bit on this one. But you heard Brian Stelter in the middle there, and I'm just telling you, for those of you who missed it, there was nothing more fun, because this all broke as I was leaving the air last night. There were a couple of reports on the X, formerly Twitter. I didn't even believe it at the time. And then the New York Times had a story with the ABC announcement that they were sidelining Kimmel and his show, and then everyone, Stelter on, I couldn't help myself. I always listen to Laura. I get off at 6. I turn on the Fox broadcast on Sirius XM, but I had to listen to CNN because I knew that their heads would be exploding, and in fact, they were. So here's the original comments from Jimmy on his show on Monday.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
So he's way off base there, and it became even more apparent that he was on Tuesday. But then Tuesday night, he is ripping into Trump because Trump's asked a question about Charlie Kirk, and he addresses it briefly, but then he kind of goes on to another topic. But it's not as if Trump had not been talking about Charlie Kirk for like five straight days. But Kimmel isolates that particular incident and says this.
This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish.
So then we find out that Nexstar and Sinclair, they have complaints. They express those complaints to ABC. ABC decides to pull the show, whether it ever comes back. I don't think we know at this point. My guess would be I don't think it does. Dwayne Patterson is here with HotAir.com, the host of Dwayne's World podcast. He's the producer of Hugh Hewitt's show, and he's become a great friend of this show. I love segments like this because I literally do not know where you are on this topic. I heard Hugh earlier this afternoon, but we may have a couple of differences of opinions on this one. But how are you, Dwayne?
I am doing okay. Good to talk to you again. And we may disagree with this, and that's okay if we disagree with this,
well,
right? Because that's kind of what we're allowed to do in
absolutely.
This society.
Here's my whole deal. If you do, you have the exact same narrative. You just take out Brendan Carr and what he said on Benny Johnson's podcast. You just take that out of the mix. The whole story is the same otherwise. I've got no problems with it whatsoever. But because of Brendan Carr and what he said, and it goes counter to what he's tweeted in the past about free speech, when it even is the appearance of this government influence, I don't like it.
Okay, and that's fair, except we actually had a 6-3 Supreme Court decision just a year or two ago, the Murthy decision, Murthy versus Missouri, I think is what the original case was, Amy Coney Barrett writing for the majority, including all three lefty justices, they came down on the side of the Biden administration using amorphous, nonspecific threats to not comply with government edicts about what would happen to you if we decided to regulate you. And look, this whole both sides thing, I'm just over the both sides thing. What I'm coming down to is it's still a private sector company that is operating in a regulated space. If Jimmy Kimmel is on, if he's doing a Conan O'Brien show on TBS, where they are not FCC licensed, if you came out today and said some comments about the ownership of your station, is that protected speech? Would your company fire you? Yes, they would.
Yeah, they would. Well, it's not, because that's not a free speech issue. It's because the government isn't getting involved in that particular case.
Right. And again, government would not. I mean, let's look at the parameters of this. Let's say hypothetically nothing happens. ABC doubles down. They keep them on. And the FCC decides to go to their commissioners, start an investigation, hold a hearing, decide to make a move. It immediately gets litigated in court and stopped in court by a district judge. And there's a hearing in 3 months. It goes up to an appellate court. And in another 6 months to a year, you're already past this administration. The actual likelihood of the doomsday scenario the left is trying to paint happening in this term on this specific instance, if you look at the actual record of how district courts have been going, and by the time we get to the appellate process and actually have this question answered all the way up to the Supreme Court, it's years down the road. It would not have happened. It's a veiled threat. Yes. Is it an actual threat? No. What actually took place was
a business decision.
The affiliates, the Sinclair affiliates, which is a conservative network, they compete with Salem. I mean, Salem and Sinclair have been sparring partners in the radio world and now in the TV world for a very long time. We've got a lot of friends in Sinclair. They are a conservative group. They are not overtly Christian like Salem is, but they are very conservative. And what Charlie did, they just could not tolerate. It was not something they wanted to do. And so they said, we're just not going to carry it.
What Jimmy
and that
did.
That was the end.
Yeah. Yeah. What Kimmel did, you mean. I think you said right. Charlie.
I'm sorry. I meant Kimmel.
Yeah. No, right. Right. And so Nexstar did the same thing. Now there's some, you know, business. That's why I say, look, these decisions could have been made before Brendan Carr said anything, or, you know, out of the realm of his comments involving the FCC and Kimmel's show, because I think it was mainly a business decision, and they had to look at a broader picture here. But aren't you a little uneasy with the, because if this was on the other foot, if Gavin Newsom's there and he's in the White House and he deems something that Hugh Hewitt says or that Mark Reardon says or Dwayne Patterson says, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be a big player. You would be. But then you have different dynamics at work there. And I think our side would be screaming at the top of their lungs.
They would, and it would be litigated, and the process would happen on the other side until that question is ultimately answered.
So, in the aftermath of all this, let's kind of get back to what Kimmel was saying, because this is serving a little bit as a distraction now, because really what I was talking about until about 5:50 yesterday was this nonsense that Kimmel and others continue to try to spread about how this assassin is somehow to the right of Charlie Kirk. And that's basically what got people's attention in that monologue on Monday, that he had the gall to go out there. And by the way, I've seen this in so many different places from people that ordinarily probably wouldn't do this. I don't know. But they're so beholden. They have such a bad case of TDS that they still to this date, with the text messages that were read, there's people out there that say, the FBI just scripted that. Those are fake. That they don't believe that this kid, you know, was not MAGA. Jimmy Kimmel, when he tells millions, well, he doesn't have millions, does he? He's got 1.5 million, not a very big audience. He tells the audience that they believe it.
Do you remember all the way back to the days of George W. Bush when he was running for election and they dropped this story about the Texas Air National Guard?
Oh, yeah.
And Dan Rather swore it was true on CBS News. In fact, today he still swears it's true, even when it was proven that the letter in question, which would have been written before computers, was written in Microsoft Word, right? So, I mean, it was proven to be a forgery, a fake document. So it was fake news. It was intentional misinformation, knowing misinformation. What happened to Dan Rather, ultimately?
Well, ultimately, he was deplatformed.
Was that censorship?
No. But it wasn't over
the brand.
Yeah.
He hurt the brand of CBS. That's what Jimmy Kimmel did. He's hurting.
Oh, I don't
the
disagree
brand.
With that at all. I do not disagree with that. I don't think he's been funny for a while. He has taken it upon himself to, you know, to be Colbert Jr. or whatever he wants to do. And I wish he would have left the air a long time ago, because I don't really understand the appeal at all.
Who's the worst offender thus far that you've seen in all of the Charlie Kirk blowback, as far as saying the most offensive, insensitive thing possible? What's the worst example you've seen thus
far?
Well,
I mean, Matthew Dowd jumps out from the immediacy of everything that happened. That's a very good question. There's been so much. I mean, there really has been. I mean, if I look at the, I highlighted yesterday, and I even mentioned this earlier, this David Schuster guy, who I used to watch reports of on, you know, the Today Show. He's whacked out on this stuff, you know, offering conspiracy theories. This was a guy that was trusted as an NBC News reporter. But when you ask me that question about who's been the most egregious, gosh, who's your pick? I don't know.
I've got a new entry that's 3 hours old.
Uh-oh.
Can you let me play a cut?
Sure. Do I
this
have it?
Hawaii.
Are you going to play it right now?
I think I can play it because I'm in my studio here.
Okay.
This is Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono.
I don't hear it right now. Hang on. Here we go. High-tech radio here.
Happening, and that is why the bills that Senator Markey, Senator Klobuchar, and I have introduced, and others, will provide some relief for the millions of small businesses in our country who are taking it in the neck.
Taking it in the neck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's
Mazie
one.
Mazie Hirono is talking about legislation to fight the Small Business Administration because poor small businesses are taking it in the neck.
Well, that won't get any coverage. No one outside of this airing right now will ever hear that in the legacy media. That will not even be highlighted, right?
Of course not. Yeah. Kelly Loeffler, who is the administrator for the SBA, said, "This disgraceful comment is shocking even by your own low standards, Mazie Hirono. Fair trade isn't a problem. Your calculated violent rhetoric is." Again, this was 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I missed this because I've been on the air.
Mazie Hirono tweets back, "You're right. I should have been more direct. Small businesses are getting effed by your disastrous tariffs." And she used the word.
Well, she's an embarrassment. And I highlighted her yesterday because I'm sure that you noticed this moment where she basically had to admit that there were biological differences between men and women. She was grilling Cash Patel about some of the pull-ups, and she thought it was unfair that the standard for pull-ups would be the same for men and women. I'm sorry, that's transphobic to me, right?
Sure sounds like that to me, too,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
exactly. I don't know. I'm going to question that. Cancel Mazie Hirono. She really is one of the more embarrassing members of the Senate. You know, I don't even know that that's... You know, there's no question she's at the top of the list. All right, so in the rest of this world, in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk, let me kind of go back just to this thing with Kimmel to make a broader point on this. One of the things that frustrates me is I feel, Duane, like we're making progress on a lot of this stuff in the culture wars. And look at, I think this last week is a great example. I think a lot of people were caught off guard, myself included, at the amount of attention the assassination got and the effect it had on so many millions of people in this country, especially young people. So there's progress moving forward. All this trans stuff, there's progress. You got more and more people coming forward. I think this is a bit of a setback with the FCC stuff. Now, having said that, I also think it's more of an inside baseball thing because most American people aren't going to get into the weeds here on the FCC aspect outside of, you know, pundits and shows like yours and shows like mine. So from a broader perspective, I'm not sure the impact, but boy, they've spent more time on this than they've spent on being angry about the assassination itself, haven't they?
That is what the takeaway is going to be, is everybody's looking around going, wait a minute, we're about ready to watch a funeral service from Arizona on Sunday in a football stadium to honor the life and wonder why we've gotten to a place in this country where a guy going out and talking to college kids gets shot and killed, making his wife a widow and abandoning two small children. And the media is more worried and more apoplectic about a late-night talk show host getting suspended indefinitely than they are about actual free speech under assault. And basically, I mean, Mike Rowe, I have a serious man crush on Mike Rowe. I adore the guy. He was on a podcast last week and said, I'm still trying to wrestle with my own feelings here. It feels to me like somebody posted the Constitution up on the wall and shot the First Amendment. And that was really kind of a good way to put it, because that's what happened. A maniacal person poisoned by the left, by progressivism, decided the only way to save what I hold dear is to make sure this person no longer has a voice, and shot him in the throat. I mean, that should be the story. If you're worried about free speech, that should be the story. But instead, no, we're talking about a code of conduct issue that ABC is having a revolt with its own affiliates and decides that even ABC Disney has a line that can be crossed. And Jimmy Kimmel crossed it.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, that's why I don't have any, you know, hard feelings or sadness for Jimmy Kimmel getting tossed to the sidelines. And I hope it really continues. But it's just that government aspect. You probably read Barry in the Free Press editorial this morning, right?
Sure.
I kind of land on their side of the equation. And again, I'm frustrated more so just because I feel like we've been winning on a lot of these issues. And, you know, on the media, the media's been exposed and they're being exposed more and more. And then this kind of puts a ball back in their court potentially, if you know what I mean.
One of the points I tried to make, I've written like two or three very religious based columns, more so than I've ever done in my life. But I've done a lot of that over the last week or so at Hot Air. And one of the points I tried to make is I've been a conservative my whole life. I've been a Republican my whole life. I've spent 30 years of a professional broadcast career doing my best to get Republicans and conservatives elected everywhere I possibly can. That said, I understand the mood of secular conservatives who want to use this stupid rule that the left employed and created for cancel culture, when anybody they didn't like got everything thrown at them until they got that person deplatformed and off the air. It happened to countless conservatives all over the place in media. And
I had advertisers.
Right,
look, I followed Rush Limbaugh for 15 years.
Bet.
I had people that were specifically targeting, you know, my advertisers to get them to. And by the way, the pressure worked sometimes.
Absolutely. Now, people on the right are using that same rule because there's only one rule. And if that's the rule now, then we're going to use that same rule. And the left is apoplectic. Well, you can't do that. That's unfair. That's wrong. That's fascist. That's evil. You can't do that. Now, here's the problem with it. I would agree that if you don't have a lick of faith within you or some higher purpose and you are just a secular conservative, that's why conservatism in and of itself isn't enough. It's not going to fix the culture. Getting evenism isn't going to be enough to pull this country out of the tailspin. The only thing that's going to pull this country out is if there is some grace and some higher purpose there, and you've got to look and see, okay, well, maybe forgiveness along the way is appropriate to apply, or maybe not taking every single issue and not going hyperbolic and trying to extract the exact amount of blood on the other side.
Yeah.
At some point, we've got to figure out how to move forward here and reach the people that we can reach. Millions of people saw evil on display last week. It, in front of their eyes, they saw it just play out. And even if they were progressives, even if they were on the left, the people that they thought were their friends that they allied with are now celebrating that evil. And they're like, I don't even know what's on the other side of the argument, but I know I don't want to be on this evil side anymore. And they're looking for something else. It's up to people of faith to reach those people. And if you get the faith right, the politics will take care of themselves.
Dwayne Patterson, well stated. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow as we take into the weekend. Jane Duker will be on the panel, State Rep Steve Butts along with Jane, and then on my side, political consultant Greg Keller, who always brings the fire. I would expect him to do the same tomorrow. Maybe the op-ed that I've most related with today, and if you've listened to the show this afternoon, you know I'm a little uneasy with the government aspect of the Jimmy Kimmel situation. But David Harsanyi, who is a pundit and a writer, he's been a guest on the show before, said all these things can be true at the same time about ABC pulling Jimmy Kimmel live. And he makes several points, five to be specific. First, Kimmel is a dishonest hack who used his show to spread self-indulgent partisan dreck. Absolutely true. Private companies, as leftists point out only a few years ago, have the option of deplatforming anyone they please. Kimmel has no God-given right to be on television. Syndicates like Nexstar and Sinclair, with significant conservative audiences, those are the television companies that raised the red flag this week, had a fiduciary responsibility to drop a show that offended large swaths of their viewers. And as David said the other night, Kimmel didn't merely mock MAGA or criticize Charlie Kirk. He blatantly lied about the ideology of the shooter to his audience. And not only did he intentionally mislead them, but he blamed the victims. And it was indecent, as David said, and Kimmel, who had plenty of time to apologize, will likely fall back on the fact that he is allegedly a comedian. That doesn't hold water anymore. Second, Kimmel is proof that in many respects, the right is winning the culture war. This is where I get frustrated. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr injected himself into the incident by pressuring syndicators, which only undermines the cause. The government isn't here to make programming decisions for the people. If every lie told on broadcast television now constitutes a hoax and thus becomes a regulatory matter, as some conservatives are now arguing, which is just ridiculous, we could see a massive expansion of state involvement. If the administration precipitated the decision, which Carr insinuated on Benny Johnson's podcast, it's a clear attack on free expression. It's reminiscent, and I agree with David here, of former President Joe Biden threatening Facebook to get them to ban vaccine skeptics. Now, again, as Dwayne referenced earlier in the hour, the Supreme Court went along with that, unfortunately, which is just baffling. Third, Carr might gloat over Kimmel being pulled, but it's unlikely the administration played a major role in that decision, which makes his comments even more harmful. ABC, and this is where it's a business decision, ABC is probably losing tons of money on an antiquated talk show model helmed by an insufferable mediocrity, and so it jumped at the chance to pull the plug when two major syndicators dropped the show. And, you know, he goes into some of the math numbers here. Colbert was hemorrhaging about 30 to 40 million. He had higher ratings. So he made 16 million a year, Jimmy Kimmel. How much money were they making on this show? I'd say probably not any. They're taking a hit, right? So what David Harsanyi says is these celebrity gab fests have become prohibitively expensive to produce at this point. Podcasts can be produced for a fraction of the cost and pull bigger audiences. You know, one of the things that's frustrating, and it wasn't too long ago, especially for someone like me who did a talk show and was talking about serious issues on a regular basis, I loved the late night talk shows. I certainly loved Letterman. I even liked Jay Leno. I know a lot of people didn't like Jay Leno, but he was good with his celebrity guests. And it was a way for all of us to kind of get away from the news of the day. And I like the musical guests that a lot of the late night shows had. There was a point in my DVR, I think I said this earlier, I would record all of them. Now, there's no way that I could have watched all of them, and that became a much easier choice because at a certain point, Kimmel became insufferable. Colbert, that guy was never funny. I don't get it. He does a political talk show, which is fine. That's fine, but he's not a late night comedian. Fallon was always the guy that I thought was most creative and the most funny, but I can't watch any of them because I don't know what I'm going to get, and I know it's going to be, you know, into politics. Couple points that David makes here. His fourth point, and this is true if we're being completely honest, Trump administration officials have an incessant destructive need to be the center of attention all the time. We saw this last week when Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has apparently been reading too many post-liberal right-wing influencers, promised that the administration was going to prosecute hate speech crimes and force private companies to cater to the right-wing consumers. That was dumb of Pam Bondi. It was ridiculous. And it's the opposite of what we should stand for in America. And I criticized her at the time, and I fully criticize her right now. Fifth, this is important too. Democrats have zero credibility on free speech grounds. Zero. They have spent years championing the deplatforming, demonetizing, and the chilling of speech. No celebrity spoke up when Roseanne was canceled. No celebrity ever speaks up for any conservative, except for maybe Chris Pratt and, you know, Zachary Levi. That's pretty much it. As far as acting and people who are working in the business right now, it doesn't count if you're kind of on the sidelines like Dean Cain. The Biden administration did much of its censorship behind the scenes, David wrote, but I can't recall a single elected Democrat complaining about that either. The left indeed seems more upset about Kimmel than the assassination of Kirk. And I don't think there's any doubt. So many of these things can be true at the same time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, there is really fascinating reporting this afternoon that just cleared from the Hollywood Reporter on the Kimmel situation. I'm going to share that with you here in just a few minutes. But first, my friend Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth. We've known each other for a long time. He does Dollars and Cents show over on Camo X. Dave, how are you this afternoon?
Fabulous, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. All right, so we finally had Jay Powell, the little too late guy, right? That's what does Trump call him? Jay, too late, Powell, right? You and I talked about this a few weeks ago. It looked like the Fed was heading in the direction of a rate cut. It's the first one since last year. It was a quarter point, not a half point. Where are you on this? How are the markets reacting? And what might still happen toward the end of the year? Perhaps another cut.
Well, I was public in my pronouncements that I believe the Fed should have been cutting in July. And that's only because of the labor market. Now, I get it. It's a little tricky right now because the Fed has a dual mandate, which means they only have to look at two things. That's in their charter. It is price stability, which is another phrase for inflation, and basically full employment. Well, the inflation thing's been a little tricky. It's been a little stubborn. They've tried to get it down to 2%. I don't think they need to. But the labor market is clearly showing signs of weakness. And so back in July, I said, I think they should start now, because when you start the cycle, it can take 6 to 9 months for it to really even have any impact. And because since then, since July, we've continued to get more data that the labor market is weakening. Not a recession at this point, not at all, but enough. So I fully support this quarter point. Like I said, I wish I would have started it earlier.
Yeah.
It looks like I think they're going to cut, Mark, at least a couple more points by the end of the year, or a couple more times, maybe 25 basis points each. So you're talking about a total of three quarters of 1%.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense. Look, and you know, reference to July, I think, is even more important in the aftermath of last week, learning about all these fudged numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because now we found out for about a year and a half, these numbers have not been accurate.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
right?
People can debate whether or not there's some tomfoolery going on or it's just incompetence. Either way, something has to be done. Because you can't, what is the purpose? What, seriously, why do we even get these monthly numbers when they don't mean a hill of beans six months from now?
Very good question. It's a very good question. I mean, there's revisions and then there's revisions. And this last one was like completely it wasn't even close to the numbers. So
it was the largest in history. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So then just real quick before I let you go here, Dave, because I got some other stuff that just broke here on the Jimmy Kimmel thing. But the reality for consumers and how this affects them. I made this point, you know, with you last time. This does not mean mortgage rates are going down. There's an indirect correlation with mortgage rates, but it could affect credit card rates and other consumer lending, right?
All of that, yeah, but it will take time. So this is the start of something. Mortgage rates will eventually start to tick down, especially if the Fed keeps cutting. So this is all good for the consumer. It's just going to take time.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it. I'm going to cut you just a little short than usual because I got this other news that I want to get to. But I appreciate coming on here tonight.
Fair enough. Yeah, right, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah,
this
is good reporting. It really is. Thank you, Dave Simons. All right, so this just broke here a few minutes ago from The Hollywood Reporter. I follow, you know, The Hollywood Reporter and Variety, the two big trade publications in Hollywood. I have a little history with Hollywood, having been a film critic for about 30 years. I retired a few years ago. I did it on radio and TV. Used to go to Hollywood 7-8 times a year to do interviews with, you know, movie casts, etc. But The Hollywood Reporter usually has some pretty good buttoned-up reporting. And here's what they said. And they're talking about the first couple paragraphs really kind of recap what happened with Jimmy Kimmel on Monday night, alleging and implying that the murderer was, you know, a MAGA, one of them. So somebody who is a source says, the implication from Monday night kicked off a social media blank storm. And then they say it died down temporarily. But almost immediately after FCC Chair Brendan Carr's appearance on Benny Johnson's podcast, the storm of blank became a bigger swirl. Within hours, multiple ABC station owners held calls with senior Disney leadership expressing their concern with the comments. Inside of ABC, multiple conversations with Kimmel were had at the executive level. They're putting some of these things in quotes. The first person says, this is sourced, okay, but again, typically buttoned up reporting at The Hollywood Reporter. So they were at the executive level, though the talks had not yet reached Bob Iger or TV head Dana Walden. The execs wanted to know, how was Kimmel going to address the situation on Wednesday night show last night? The answer, according to The Hollywood Reporter, was not satisfactory to management. Meantime, the advertiser calls began to roll in. And then the big affiliate conglomerates, Nexstar and Sinclair, threatened to preempt the show. The second source says that the blowback was snowballing enough that had ABC not acted, Kimmel's show would have been dark in a large swath of the country, even beyond the Sinclair and Nexstar territories. The situation became a safety issue as Disney employees saw their emails doxed, per the first source. Some even received death threats. Disney wanted Kimmel to address the situation in a way that would, quote, take down the temperature. But what he had planned last night was going to, quote, fan the flames with the MAGA fan base even more. Now, a source, this is according to The Hollywood Reporter, a source at Jimmy Kimmel's show counters to THR that Kimmel planned an on-air address that was not making it worse, but he simply wasn't kowtowing to the outrage. Kimmel was, quote, defending what he said as being grossly mischaracterized by a certain group of people. Okay, Jimmy. THR reported on Wednesday that Kimmel did not plan to apologize for his comments, but did plan to address the situation on air. The talks between Kimmel and Disney ABC hit enough of a stalemate that executives there decided that Wednesday's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live had run out of the time to be salvaged. And this is because, you know, when the story broke yesterday, you got to remember these shows are taped in the earlier part of the afternoon. In fact, he would be taping right at 6 o'clock. And you know, the story broke right before 6 o'clock last night. I'm talking Central Time. They tape at 4 p.m. Pacific in L.A. By this point, of the roughly 200 affiliate stations, they had said, oh, I'm sorry, by this point, 66 of the roughly 200 affiliate stations had said that they would not carry the episode. That's when ABC announced it was suspending the program. And Bob Iger and Dana Walden say it was a joint decision that was a last resort. Walden delivered the news to Kimmel, but did not ask him to apologize, says the source who described Wednesday as a very, very heavy, hard day. They say Disney and Kimmel declined to comment on the situation. And the report in The Hollywood Reporter closes this way. Disney is still trying to find a path back to Jimmy Kimmel Live. That ought to be fascinating, according to the source. At the top, executives are hopeful, but note that the future is up to Kimmel's willingness to participate in the cooling off process, whatever that means. Of course, the future, as they say in the report of Jimmy Kimmel Live, is also at least sort of up to the affiliates. And the source could not say how many affiliates would have to be on board for ABC to continue business with Jimmy Kimmel Live. My guess is that Jimmy Kimmel Live is not coming back. Now, Sue's off today. She'll be back on Tuesday, taking a few days off. Fred came back into the studio to share a piece of audio with me. But you didn't hear that conversation that I just had,
no.
Did you? So it was really interesting. This is in the Hollywood Reporter. I just tweeted this out, at Mark Reardon KFTK, if you'd like to read it. But this is kind of squares with some of the things we've heard from throughout the day. So, and Dwayne and I were just talking about some of this stuff. He was asked to walk it back and to apologize on last night's show to keep some of the affiliates happy, and he wouldn't do it. And then the rest of the reporting basically says that the source indicates that they want to find a way to bring it back, but it depends on his interest in keeping the temperature down, which, you know, my guess is Jimmy Kimmel's made a fair amount of money. I don't think that the contract, which was up for renewal, given where we were with Colbert, was probably going to be renewed anyway. He'll try to go out as a martyr here, and he won't stand down, and he'll get some show on Netflix or something else, and that's the next place we'll see Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, I'm wrong about these things, Fred. You know all the time. I'd be shocked if we would see him back, because even if ABC says, okay, you know, we're going to give you a chance. But if he goes on there, it's not going to be, first of all, we know it won't be sincere. He'll do his cry weepy thing. And I've had it, you know, because my opinion on this really is nuanced, because I'm so glad that he's gone, and I hope he never comes back, because I think he's disgusting and he's not funny and he's taken so many shots and he's a big hypocrite. But I do not like the government and the Federal Communications Commission getting involved and encouraging this kind of stuff. I think it's a bad, bad standard to set. It's a slippery slope. Now, I get all the stuff that's happened to our side. I get that. But I'm not willing to take a stand and say, forget all that, and the FCC is right. But clearly, as a business decision, they had every right to do this. And again, if you take the call or the podcast by Brendan Carr out of the mix, this is a completely different story, and the left doesn't have their narrative, and that's what I'm pissed off about, is they have their narrative and they're running with it here, and of course they're treating it more importantly than they did the assassination in the first place.
And it sounds like from what you're saying, from what you've been reading, is that it was his choice, Jimmy Kimmel's choice.
To a certain extent,
he would have backed off a little.
Right. Well, it was, remember when this broke, it was not coincidental, as I indicated, because they taped the show at 4 p.m. So we're getting close to 6 p.m. They're not ready to go. They have to make the call. We're not doing the show because we don't feel that the response. And again, Bob Iger, who was brought back in, you know, Bob Iger used to run Disney, and then things started kind of going in a bad direction for Disney, and I think they've continued to go that way. I mean, this movie Elio, that is a Disney Pixar movie that just, I think, is coming out this week on the Disney app. I saw it with Alexa earlier this year. It used to have magic and Toy Story and the movie Up, and so many. I could list a dozen movies that had Disney quality, whether it was Disney Animation Studios or Pixar, but they just suck now. I mean, it's not even close. There's no magic there at all. So Iger's brought in to write the ship. There's a lot of writing that they have to do. You know, Gina Carano, she was canceled by Disney. They're bringing her back. So the tone has changed quite a bit. We live in a different world right now, and it's not just because of Brendan Carr. And again, that's one of the reasons I'm so frustrated, because I feel like the culture wars have been going our way, and then unfortunately this might be a little bit of a stumbling block. But the story is not over yet.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, Fred, you have brought some audio to me here this afternoon that I have not heard, and I want you to kind of walk me through it. There's a local connection, but also the Vatican is involved, I understand.
Yeah, it's a little bit late for divine intervention. But yesterday, Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III and his wife Ira went to the Vatican and attended the weekly audience, or the weekly general, you know, audience with the Pope, and heard him speak. And after his speech, they went through the reception line and they met the Pope, Pope Leo. And Bill DeWitt III said,
gave a Cardinals hat?
Gave him a Cardinals jersey.
Did he really?
With Pope Leo XIV on the bat. On the back of it, and invited him to come to Busch Stadium if he plans to ever come to St. Louis as a papal venue. And he
That's
said
amazing.
It was a really good reception. And we learned something about Pope Leo that we didn't know. Listen to this tape.
Yeah, it was fun because I noted that he was a White Sox fan, and then he instantly said, yeah, but my father was a Cardinals fan. So there was a definite moment there where he connected with what we were doing. The Pope and I share something in common. We both help manage Cardinals.
Ah, yeah, I love that. That's
pretty
great.
Good line.
No, that's
like
a really, really good line. All right, so that is part of our audio cut of the day. Thank you, Fred, for that addition. That was awesome. We should try to get Bill on.
That would be great.
I like him. I think he likes me. We haven't talked in a while just because we don't focus a lot on sports, but it'd be fun next week to get him on and to share that story. And then I'll just kind of leave you with this. This is Trump before he left the UK with, by the way, this is the other thing that gets overshadowed. This seemed to be an exceptionally well-executed trip with Keir Starmer and some of the things that they came in agreement on in London, and they talked about a variety of issues, but there were very, very, the tone of that and the way it wrapped up was excellent today. You won't hear anything about that because it's all going to be about Jimmy Kimmel, and even Trump talked about Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk, and Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
I don't like it when Trump goes down the lack of talent. He said that about Taylor Swift, and then, of course, he congratulated her on the engagement. But I think Jimmy Kimmel had, I think there was talent involved there. At one point, look, he was on The Man Show, and I thought he was pretty funny, but I think he's lost his ability to be funny because he has a bad case of Trump derangement syndrome. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Sue's going to be off for a few more days. We have a roundtable with Jane Duker, Greg Keller on my side of the table, State Rep Steve Butts, all the fun stuff with Paul Hall. We'll have Ethan's News in for Sue, and Frank Cusimano. It's all coming up tomorrow. Enjoy the football game tonight. We're back at 3 tomorrow on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.